Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 29th and the whole week ahead. There's so much happening in the sign of Libra that can only be good news for you. It's a weekend for entertainment and fun. Today, for instance, I can say to you, so long as you're getting your enjoyment and your pleasure, then however you do it really is different for every Gemini, so you know what to do, don't you? Here's your Sunday stars. Love Venus in your sign connected to Uranus. How cool is that? Very cool. It means that you meet people from different ways of life, different cultures. There's something very exotic and tantalizing about this aspect. Extremely exciting too. There is something that's very different about this aspect, and vive la différence. That's what you will say today when it comes to love. And when it comes to sex too. And here's your Monday stars. Now Venus is going to leave your sign. So if there's anything that you need to do which you haven't yet done, then try to do it. Especially if you've been promising yourself a makeover or some kind of change in your image. This is the day to do it, because otherwise Venus will move into your house of money. And although you won't lose the impetus, you will lose the chance for something better than you could ever have expected. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now, this is nice. Venus, the goddess of money, along with Jupiter, who's big money, will move into your house of money and wealth creation. So this is cool. The next few weeks, you need to invest in areas of life that really exploit and explore your own gifts and talents. So what are you good at? Because it's that can make you a small fortune. Here's your Wednesday stars. So much going on in your seventh house of relationships. There's some good aspects and some not so good. I wouldn't necessarily call them bad, but I would call them more neutral than anything. The thing is with this kind of aspect is that you need to be doing things now that you can totally do with somebody else. Where is it that you meet in the middle with someone? What is it that you can do with someone that you both enjoy? If you're leaving much to be desired, then maybe you ask yourself if you're with the right person. And here's your Thursday stars. With Uranus about to move backwards in the sign of Aries, there's a number of things that you should be going back over, and that especially applies to your future. So anything that connects you with a long-term view, you shouldn't really make choices and decisions from today on, but you should go back over thoughts and suggestions and ideas and see if they have got legs. Now you'll know in a few weeks or a month whether you can run with it. Here's your Friday stars, a highly difficult aspect. It's Jupiter squaring Pluto. And for you, it just means that there is a problem, either a legal problem or a financial problem, but something that needs you to deal with people who are kosher, people who are bona fide, people who are professional and have a great reputation. Do not deal with anybody who is not a good person and who could in some way trap you into doing things or paying for things that you really need not and mustn't and shouldn't. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.